I don't think this is a difficult question, but here it is. Do you know who the richest person on the face of the earth today is? It used to be Bill Gates. It's Jeff Bezos. Yes. You know him from the Amazon and now Whole Foods fame, right? What is his net worth? $164 billion. Not million, billion, $164 billion. Now, recently he made news when he created a $2 billion fund to help the homeless and set up a network of schools. See, Jeff Bezos had often been criticized for taking the back seat on philanthropy. Many philanthropists were saying he has way too much money to do so little. So when he made the news with this new fund that he set up, there were some skeptical reactions. And let me explain the skeptical reactions. So imagine that I had $164 in my pocket, and a hungry family came to me for help. And out of the $164 that I had, I gave them $2. What does that look like? So, even though $2 billion is a lot of money, not only did most influential people see Bezos' action as too little, but also question whether his charity was meant to give his image a positive flip. Now, I'm not the one to answer that question. The only reason I bring up this is because where scripture is leading us in today's reflection. Now, I began talking about the richest person in the world because James talked about the wealthy in his community, the rich in his community. The only reason I'm talking about James is because for the past 4 weeks, I have focused on the second reading, and they have been from James. I'm continuing that trend to create some kind of a series. Now, as you heard it being read, James was not kind towards the wealthy people of his time. What is his rationale? What implications does that have for us today who are listening to James talk? So in my 3 points, I want to talk about James's concern, but also the practical implications for us. So here's my first point. James's concern. What is his concern? His concern was threefold. See, I'm not the only person who talks in 3 points. His concern was not about business leaders and traders making a profit. I don't think that was his concern. He's not concerned that some people happen to be rich. He's not even condemning that. His first point was that many of the rich people of his time operated without any reference to God or God's will. In other words, James is saying that our dealings with wealth is not just an economic social affair without any connection to God. No, how we relate to wealth is really a spiritual pursuit. God has to do something with every area of your life. His second concern was for what the wealthy people did with their wealth. That they showed little or no concern for doing good that they can. Thirdly, and this is most important, James was revolting against some rich becoming wealthy by exploiting others. So he says, "Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ear of the Lord of hosts." So for example, when Jeff Bezos set up his philanthropic fund, some people were saying, but the situation of the workers in some of the Amazon warehouses is very poor. that he was not paying sustainable wages, just wages. So what's the point in doing philanthropy when you are doing injustice at the grassroots level? Folks, in this context, I think James's main concern is that the more you have, the greater your responsibility. What does that mean for us? So from the Christian perspective, whether we are rich or not, our relationship with wealth tells us much about ourselves. Our relationship with wealth reveals our Christian character. This is one of the main practical implications for today. Whether we are greedy or content, whether we are selfish or caring, whether we are good-natured or ill-natured, and most importantly, whether we are Christians or un-Christian, can be evaluated by our relationship to wealth. Today, James invites us to examine our relationship with wealth and ask ourselves two questions. What has God to do with how I earn my wealth? What has God to do with how I make money? Secondly, with the wealth that I have, how much do I concern myself with doing good? In other words, what does God have to do with how I spend my money? Do we think about our spirituality? Do we have a spirituality of wealth, of finances? So that how we spend money is guided by how God would want us to spend? These are questions that emerge from James's teaching. Thirdly, folks, from the big perspective, today's readings are really about the generosity of God. Not only with regard to our wealth, but with regard to our attitudes, we are being invited to imitate the generosity of God. So in today's first reading and gospel reading, you get a glimpse of God's generosity. Moses, in the first reading, had asked the Holy Spirit to come upon 70 elders who would then prophesy on behalf of the Lord. Now there were two people not in the camp, Eldad and Medad. So Moses prays and the Holy Spirit comes, and Eldad and Medad are outside the camp and they began to prophesy. And Joshua, who is the right hand of Moses, comes crying to Moses and said, "Moses, stop them from prophesying because they're not part of us." And what does Moses say? "I wish that everybody would prophesy." He's showcasing the generosity of God. Same thing in today's gospel reading. Disciples who were not part of the 12 were exercising demons in Jesus' name. And John comes, the beloved disciple, he comes to Jesus saying, "Lord, stop them." And what does Jesus say? "Those who are not against us are for us. Let them do it." Jesus showcases the generosity of God. And so really speaking, today's readings are an invitation for us to imitate the generosity of God in our attitudes, with regard to our wealth, with regard to who we are as Christian people. Can we do that? Shall we do that? Folks, every Eucharist showcases to us the generosity of God. See, Jesus doesn't just do charity with us. Jesus doesn't just give us some money. Jesus gives us his whole self. We benefit from the generosity of our Lord. As we receive Jesus, as we receive our generous God, May we then showcase the generosity that we ourselves have benefited from by sharing all that we have with those in need. People of God said,